easy chair and sit right down
for the best music in your town. On
here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
My very special guest today. Make him welcome, David Allan Cole.
Jack Daniels, if you please. Knock me to my knees.
I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. Can you bend down guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And for the next 2 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a 3-hour celebration to the life and the memories of a true outlaw movement pioneer of country music, David Allan Cole. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down into the good old days of the outlaw movement here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Turned outlaws like Willie and Wade and me.
When it's late at night, he'll let some record spin, and the ghost of Hank Williams sings your cheating heart again.
But the only time I know I'll hear David Allan Cole is when Jesus has his final judgment day.
For me to have gone through all that I went through and to come out and achieve the success that I have achieved, I think is a remarkable story.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock, for another Sunday morning here on this great channel. We are still coming to you via the Whitlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the St. Lawrence Seaway. We are also heard over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of limestone city of Kingston, Ontario. Also being carried over www.oshawarocks.com throughout the Greater Toronto Area and also Durham Counties. And we can also be heard worldwide at Way Back with Johnny Whitlock on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I'd like to welcome y'all into this weekend's program, dedicated in memory of the original bad boy of the outlaw movement of country music, David Allan Cole, who passed away a few weeks ago, yes, on April 29th, at the age of 86. David Allan Cole was born September 6th, 1939, in Akron, Ohio, would go on to great stardom. In actual fact, many would agree that he was among the greatest superstars in country music during the outlaw movement, however, always very much underappreciated and underrated, due mostly to his outlaw ways of life. However, David would also and will forever be remembered as one of the greatest singers of country music. With that mentioned, let's open up today's program with a tribute song to David Allan Cole called The Ballad of David Allan Cole, and is sung by a man I found on YouTube recently named Dennis Stephen Wright. Then we'll follow with the great man himself, David Allan Cole, and a very iconic song that David wrote and Johnny Paycheck made a super hit out of called Take This Job and Shove It. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
Who wouldn't want to be David Allan Cole, the original outlaw country singer with rhinestones all aglow? From Billy Bob's in Texas to the Brooksville Rodeo, who wouldn't want to be David Allan Cole? Got his colors at an early age as a member of the 1%. His brother outlaws welcomed him, he embraced what the lifestyle meant. But then things took a bad turn, off to jail he went. It was while in there he decided how his future would be spent. He started singing in honky-tonks and bars throughout the land. His songs all said just how he felt. He developed his own brand. From Texas in November, to Daytona nights in June. His songs and tales all fill the air at the Iron Horse Saloon. Texas to the Brooksville Rodeo. Who wouldn't want to be David Allan Coe? For years they've come from near and far to catch the outlaw show. They sing and clap and wish that they could join him when he goes. So raise your glass in a honky-tonk or wherever you may go. A fan of David Allan Coe. Who wouldn't want to be David Allan Coe, the original outlaw country singer with rhinestones all aglow, from Billy Bob's in Texas to the Brooksville Rodeo. Who wouldn't want to be David Allan Coe?
My very special guest today not only is a great writer, but a great entertainer. Here's a song that he's wrote called Take This Job and Shove It. Make him welcome David Allan Coe. How about it? Welcome, David.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. The woman done left and took all of the reasons that I was working for. Now don't you try and stop me. I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Yeah, I've been working in this factory pretty close to 15 years. I seen some of my best friends whammy, standing in a pool of tears. I seen a lot of kin folks dying. I had a lot of bills to pay. Lord, I'd give the shirt right off in my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman's done left and took all the reasons that I was working for. Don't you try and stop me when I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. The foreman is a regular SOB, and the line boss, well, he's a fool. He got himself a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, he really thinks that's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and there's gonna be hell to pay. And I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman's done left and took all the reasons that I was working for. Don't you try and stop me when I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Paycheck gets on the phone and, hey, brother, let me, I really love this song, brother, and I'll do this song, brother. And so he cuts the song, and about, it goes to number one, big hit record, and he's on the Carson show. And Carson says, well, John, who wrote this song? And Johnny Paycheck says, oh, some guy in Nashville. And man, that just broke my heart, you know?
Well, yes, friends, following those opening songs, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. With that mentioned, I have some special dedications to some very special friends and family members. First, for my beloved Mama Dawn. It'll be a song by a fellow outlaw movement pioneer of that genre of music, Johnny Paycheck, and one of his greatest songs called The Only Hell Mama Ever Raised. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my stepdad and a true friend of mine, known to many by the nickname Big Daddy. For him today will be a man we all remember as the Man in Black, Johnny Cash, and his all-time classic from the Folsom Prison album called Boy Named Sue. We'll then wrap up this set with a song that is actually the first song that David Allan Coe ever recorded under the name David Cole. It was called Play All the Sad Songs, which dates back to actually 1969. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
Can't sell my mama short on loving me. I guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. I rode into Atlanta, stolen tags and almost out of gas. I had to get some money, lately I'd learned how to get it fast. Those neon lights was calling me, and somehow I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove box, another liquor store went down. Precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama singing, Rock of Ages cleft for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. On me, Lord, how I fought to resist. But the agents clamped them tighter till that metal bit into my wrists. They took my belt and my billfold, my fingerprints and the profile of my face. And then they locked away the only hell my mama ever raised. Precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama singing, Rock of Ages cleft for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. She tried to turn me on to Jesus.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing, but Sue, I still ain't that bad.
Some kind. my baby off my mind. Send someone to sit with me, take me where the drinks are free, then play all the sad songs one more time.
My influences in my life are so far beyond what people could imagine. I mean, I grew up listening to Spike Jones and the Glenn Miller Orchestra and, you know, so many different things. The Ink Spots and the Moon Glow, the Temptations and Hank Ballard and the Midnighters and Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Fats Domino and Elvis Presley and Hank Williams and Johnny Cash and Ernest Tubb and Bill Monroe and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and Louie Scotty, and just goes from one extreme to the other, one end of the spectrum to the other.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true-loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Rogers Snow, son of country legend Hank Snow. By the way, you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
You stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the Ottawa Valley, the valley we call the Ottawa. With that mentioned, let's celebrate the legends of the Ottawa Valley with sending out some songs to some dear friends and family. First of all, I would like to send them out to a dear friend of mine who is very much like family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret, up there in Eganville, Ontario. For them today will be a song by the Silver Fox, as he was often referred to, Ron McMahon, and a classic cover of Someone Told My Story in a Song. We'll then send out a song to my radio friends and mentor, Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Iron Prior, Ontario. Just a reminder that Vic does his Sunday evening show 7 to 10 over CJHR Valley Heritage. It'll be a song going out to them by Kingston's own country boy, Don Cochran, and I Recall a Gypsy Woman. Then we'll close out this salute to the Ottawa Valley with my good friend and buddy, Uncle Tom Wilson, as I refer to him as, from Brockville, Ontario. And to all our fans of Tom Wilson, we have an old-time classic called Not Too Pretty Side of Town. With that, I'll say good day to all the Valley listeners and also welcome in, friends.
Told my story in a song. lyrics told of happiness and home. And then it told of how you'd done me wrong. Someone told my story in a song. Someone told my story in a song.
Silver coins that jingle jangle, fancy shoes that dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did say a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover and tangled blossoms in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of love's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, and little know who haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter, and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and babies slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of love's sweet wine.
Just a little tomboy in blue. case of hero worship is the only explanation I can see. I tease and make you cry, but everywhere I went you followed me. Years go by and things change much faster than we ever realized. And one day where a child had been, a woman stood there right before my eyes. Somewhere along the way you grew up faster than you ever really planned. And once the wheel starts turning, it's hard to bring it back where it began. You became a swinger with a crowd who were always on the go. I never got to tell you that I love you, and now you never know. I went to visit you this afternoon, and I stood there and cried. I talked to your mom and dad, and then I left my heart and walked outside. An overdose of something is what the paper said when you were found. In a cold, unfriendly room on the not-so-very pretty side of town. In a cold, unfriendly room on the not-so-very pretty side of town.
I did things in a big way, okay? Country and Western singers, as a rule and as a whole, traveled on a bus with their band. David Allan Coe had 5 18-wheelers and 6 buses on the road.
I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Yes, friends, once again, it has reached that part in the program where I like to pay tribute to an interview with you, my listeners. Well, I actually never got to interview or even know David Allan Coe. So with that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to a collection of his signature songs from his storied career and legacy in country music. With that mentioned, let's remember an all-time classic that David wrote and also Tanya Tucker made a smash hit out of called Would You Lay With Me in a Field of Stone. We'll then follow with an all-time favorite and one of my very favorites of his. However, it is a tearjerker called Now I Lay Me Down to Cheat. And we'll wrap up with this set with none other than a career song of David's, which is a song called Jack Daniels, If You Please. With that, I'd like to welcome you all into this part of the program where I'd like to share a collection of career records of David Allan Coe with y'all. Welcome in, friends.
Would you lay with me in a field of stone if my knees were strong? Would you lay with me? Should my lips grow dry, would you wet them, dear, in the midnight hour if my lips were dry? Would you go away to another land, walk a thousand miles through the burning sand, wipe the blood away from my dying hand if I give myself to you? Would you bathe with me in the stream of life when the moon is full? Would you bathe with me? Will you stand by me?
dying hand if I give myself to you. Would you lay with me in a field of stone if my needs were strong? Would you lay with me?
You go to Nashville today and they say to you, do you have any positive love songs for women? And I look at them and I say, you're talking to a guy that's been married 5 times. I don't have no positive love songs to women, no. You know, I got songs about, hey, you know, why did you do this? I got songs about I drank my wife away. That's the kind of songs I got.
Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. And if I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know. She's the best thing in his life. Why, she worships the ground that he walks on. She waits up for him at night and worries until he's safely home. She always believes his stories about working overtime. And in 20 years beside him, cheating's never crossed her mind. Oh, but it crossed his early last summer in the person of a neighbor she still calls her friend. And with a little push from drinking one too many one night in the fall, he gave in. And now, he wishes he could stop himself, but there's no easy way. So he lays down with his lover, and silently he prays. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know. In his heart and soul, he knew that he was playing a game he could never win. But you know, forbidden fruit is sweet. Why, it was sweet enough to make him risk it all again. And now, he's given up on looking for a way to fight the feeling. So he prays this simple prayer and hopes it makes it past the motel ceiling. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love. If I die between these sheets, I pray to God you'll never know.
Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You're the only friend that has ever didn't do me wrong. Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You can kill this pain, it's driving me insane since my baby's gone. Cigarettes and whiskey calm my shaking hand.
I just lost a lover to a one-night stand. Something temporary, too late I had learned. Someone from her past said it couldn't last, a bridge she could burn. Didn't do me wrong. Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You can kill this pain, it's driving me insane since my baby's gone. Promises were broken, dreams were left to die. Empty words were spoken, tears were in our eyes. Something temporary, those tears will fade away. Do the best you can, help me understand these games that people play. Didn't do me wrong. Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You can kill this pain, it's driving me insane since my baby's gone. You can kill this pain, it's driving me insane since my baby's gone.
Of course, you know, back in them days, when as soon as the dude gets paid, they go to the bar. I mean, and the woman tries to catch him before they spend their paycheck so she can pay the bills, you know. So my mom got tired of getting beat up in front of the people in the bar when she went down there to get my dad. So she'd send one of us kids down there to go get your daddy. I go in to get my father. He's sitting there with a bunch of his buddies drinking. He said, yeah, I know what this is. He's sending my boy down here to get me. And I said, what's up, Pop? You coming home, or what do you want me to tell her, you know? I said, I don't want to hang around in here, you know? And he said, just 1 minute. And he ordered shots, whiskey. And he said, Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my f***ing knees. Boom. And he took that whiskey down, and he said, let's go home. And I remembered that all my life. And so when I got to writing songs one night, I thought, Jack Daniels, if you please, knock me to my knees. You're the only friend there's ever been that didn't do me wrong. And I took it from being a whiskey to being a guy. And it could be the guy or it could be the whiskey. The guy's name is Jack Daniels that you're with, or it could be the whiskey. I kind of did a...
And hear my radio come to life with music from my favorite bluegrass show. Now look at me, baby.
Howdy, friends and listeners, this here's your old host with most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance, that's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Heavenly angel, I'm where I belong, right here in your arms.
How about you? I'm hooked on bluegrass music. It's
the only drug I use.
Now, friends, following those career records of David Allan Cole, we are once again back here, and we find ourselves at the part in the program where I like to pay tribute to the golden era of country records, called the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Path. With that mentioned, we, however, must open the vinyl vault door. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's pay tribute to a song I would like to dedicate to those down at the Cornwall Legion, who I've been spending some time with as of late, and it's going to be going out to them that work there but also perform there, and it's going to be an all-time classic by Whispering Pole Boy Bill Anderson called Bright Lights in Country Music. With that, let's turn back the years to 1965, an all-time classic by Bill called, of course, Bright Lights in Country Music. Welcome in, friends, now here's the song. All-time classic.
I love those bright lights and country music. I won't stay home and cry tonight like all the nights before. I've just learned that I don't really need you anymore. I found a little place downtown where guys like me can go, and they've got bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music, a bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say bright lights and country music. A table by the bandstand, a bottle filled with wine. Honky-tonks were made for men with women on their mind. Nothing else can take away this loneliness of mine. Quite like bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music, a bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say bright lights and country music. I love those bright lights and country music.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I'd like to pay tribute to a few classic gospel favorites here this morning by true legends of country music who speak about the days we're living in right now. To me, that is the end of time and also the second coming. With that mentioned, we'll hear from the mighty Merle Haggard and the mighty Hag of country music, a song that he wrote but also recorded called Jesus Take a Hold. We'll then follow with the legendary man in black, Johnny Cash, and his all-time classic called Matthew 24, is knocking at the door. And then we'll send us into the very top of the second hour here this morning with my very favorite husband and wife team of country music, Carol and Pearl Butler, and their all-time classic that I played many times over the years called Living in the Last Days. With that, here we go with some great classics. Welcome in, friends, and I will talk to you on the other side of the second hour. Welcome in.
Like the ancient Roman Empire, this world is doomed to fall. And it's much too big a thing for mortal man. Just take a look around and see the writing on the wall. Somehow we've got to
find a helping hand. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in, and people scorn the things our leaders do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. The mighty roar of gunfire is now a local sound, and our city streets are filled with angry men. Laws now mockery throughout our troubled land, and destruction seems to be the current trend. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in, and our leaders seem in doubt what to do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
I heard on the radio there's rumors of war, people getting ready for battle, and there may be just one more. I heard about an earthquake and the toll it took away. These are the signs of the time we're in today. Matthew 24 is knocking at the door, and there can't be too much more to come to pass. Matthew 24 is knocking at the door, and a day or one day more could be the last. The great bear from the Northland has risen from his sleep, and the army ranks in red are near 200 million deep. The young and old now prophesy a coming Prince of Peace. And last night I dreamed of lightning in the east. Matthew 24 is knocking at the door, and there can't be too much more to come to pass.
Come to pass.
Matthew 24 is knocking at the door, and a day or one day more could be the last.
We have heard the wondrous story of the Christ of Calvary, how he died to save poor sinners deeply bound. He ascended back to heaven, but he said, I'll come again. We're living in the last days now. Oh, John saw coming down, we're living in days and nights the rain come down. Sons of men ignored the prophecy just as they do today. We're living in the last days now. We just can't get around it, for it's true, it comes from God. We're living in the last days now.
You have to believe in something, and you have to stand up for what you believe in. And it's pretty obvious to me that I haven't been that far off the mark, because I sell a lot of records. And a lot of people identify with me for whatever reason. What country music is supposed to be about is real life.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess.
Hi, this is Don Reed of the Statler Brothers, and you're listening to my friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.